Blog Talk Radio.
And Rosie Wall down here today, not in Ramsgate, but in lovely Deal.
Sunny Deal today, ladies. Well, guess where we are? Go on, just have a guess.
Well, it will be hard because actually, you may know Deal incredibly well, but today we are doing
Creative Women at the AFTA. Yes, the actual event that we've all been building up to is transpiring as we speak. You can hear the lovely ladies in the background in the felt making workshop with Josie Chisholm.
Yes, and she's going to be coming over and joining us very shortly.
As is one of the other exhibitors here today, our wonderful, wonderful Sunny Mona Lisa. She's our resident artist.
Who has done the most interesting sculpture setting installation.
It's an installation.
A 12-piece dinner setting. Exploring actually the way that we're manipulated by systems. Now, today I have been having the most amazing conversations with Sonia, because Sonia and I actually...
Sonia McLean, Sonia, sculptor and artist.
Yes, and we're very much on the same kind of wavelength, like Sonia and I. We're both interested in the way people are manipulated, hijacked, enslaved. And she has another word, and the word has just sort of like left my thinking capacity at this moment. So anyway, Rosie, I would just like to ask you, how do you feel today has gone?
It's still in progress and very exciting because it's very different kind of things all coming together in the same place. So that's very, very, I suppose, inspiring to see it transpire the way it has. We've got wonderful people here too. Like we've got to mention Alex, the beautician and holistic therapist. She's going to come along and have a very mini quick radio interview just to tell us what she does here at Creative Women. And
Alex is quite shy, actually.
We're going to out a little answer from Alex.
Yes, we are. It's really interesting how... You know, many of you listeners will actually have thought, oh, my God, I couldn't say such things. But you see, everybody has a very vital and important role to play. And Alex has an amazing role in helping women to feel good. And that, well, Alex, are you going to pop over
Alex,
and say hello?
Alex, come over now. Just before we put Alex on the mic, I'd just like to say that Alex embodies everything that is wonderful about being a creative woman. She is tireless in the support of other human beings. She goes through her life, you know, she has a family that she has to look after. She has a full-time job. She has all the usual commitments and pressures that we all face in different ways. But on top of that, she's a holistic therapist, a healer in that sense. But when you put that to her and actually say, do you know that that's how amazing you are? She just doesn't believe you sometimes. So actually, I'd like to say to Alex, Alex, do you know your power?
Right, so you need to come close.
Come on, Alex.
The microphone is sort of over here. There's lots of scraping of chairs on the auditorium floor. But now here is Alex. It's a shame you can't see her, and it's a shame I don't have a
very
photo.
Very beautiful, too.
But she's very, very lovely, and she's squirming. But anyway, so, you know, do you realise what a major impact you have on people's lives?
Well, sometimes, sometimes I get some very good results.
When you say results, is that feedback from people, or is it just you can see the practical outcome? How do you feel as rewarded from the gift that you're giving out?
Well, a bit of both. Like if someone comes in and they're in a lot of pain, or they're very, very stressed, and they go away looking
easier.
much easier, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not in pain anymore.
Yeah.
They're very relaxed and chilled out.
I have to say, Alex is one of the best masseurs I've ever come across in my life. She has but a tiny frame, a sparrow of a frame, if I say so. You don't mind me saying so, Alex, as beautiful as it is. But my goodness, she can pack a punch.
Like chocolate brownie.
She's amazing with many things that she offers, such as, what are the things that you're offering here today, for example?
Neck and shoulder massage, head massage, hand and arm massage, nails, gel nails, sports massage, reflexology, anything that anybody wants, really.
So you are now about to go, I mean, you have a full-time job, but you're now about to go mobile around Southeast Kent, is that right?
I already do a little bit of mobile.
Right.
Already,
so you're going to expand your business.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Is that dependent on you once you've got your driving licence? Have you had your driving licence?
No, not yet.
You do. So once you've got your driving licence, there will be no stopping you.
No.
Yes. What kind of car are you going to have?
Peugeot.
Peugeot. Any colour?
Silver.
Yay! Okay. Very elegant.
Very elegant.
Well, thank you, Alex. That's been brilliant. Lovely to speak to you today.
Yes.
We'll let you go back to your area of comfort. So we put you on the spot, but apologies about that. It's lovely to hear. We're going to call over our lovely Sonia now.
Sonia, are you ready? Sonia might not be.
Sonia and Josie Chisholm are coming over to share their creative women experiences. This is Sonia McLean. She's our resident sculptor and artist today.
And I would like Sonia to expand about her installation that's on the stage, because we had such a wonderful discussion about it earlier. Now, Sonia, what inspired you to just, first of all, give an outline about what the installation is?
Well, really, it's just an outline of a modern-day take on how, a table installation can represent the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 12, actually, place settings.
Yep. Every one of them is different.
Yes, and it's kind of multifaceted, and it's looking holistically at the world and how the branding and corporate and kind of money and power and corruption actually block our spiritual well-being.
Brilliant. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I love the fact that Sonia's work challenges
norms
and encourages us to think outside the box, because we all just pull along in our lives, don't we? And I'm sure you agree, ladies. And we don't
easy to how about just, that way it's easy to
why would we put ourselves through any sense of discomfort for that small thing called change, you know?
But the thing is, though, I would say that people put themselves through discomfort on a daily basis, and they put up with it for the fact that they are fearful of change. And yet the interesting thing is that we are changing every single second of our lives.
Absolutely.
In fact, actually, change is the one thing that we're utterly expert in. But it's the way that we think that actually has us sort of locked into some ridiculous belief that actually change is frightening. But change is what we do all the time.
Well, I'm just, it's so interesting you're saying that, Clara, because this reminds me of the first time I ever met Sonia McLean, the fantastic artist, sat there with us
lovely.
Today.
She's such, so wonderful.
She was at the cusp of change in her life because she just started her particular degree program at a different phase in her life than she had expected, and she was in the process of radical change. And Sonia, so my question to you is, nearly at the end of your course now, or I suppose towards the end, how have you evolved? Well, and what have you learned?
Yeah, well, I feel that actually if anybody wanted to study
the psychology of themselves is go and just be creative.
Yeah.
You know, be the person that you were always meant to be by kind of travelling within.
Right.
You know, it's pure psychology. When a person travels within, that's actually where they actually find the greatest treasure.
Yes.
Is within themselves.
Yes. Which is also what that your installation is about.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is actually having the courage to take one step and then another and another and to keep going. Because you were saying earlier when I was speaking about actually learning.
I think it's like I'm giving myself permission now.
Yes.
I'm a letting go of any negative thought patterns that I've had in the past, the baggage, the emotions, and actually trying to sort of envisage a new future for myself that actually carries a profound message of change.
Lovely.
And how we can
change. Sonia and I meet quite regularly, and I think that we are, whenever we meet, it's like a sharing of energy in a belief that we are all ladies on the cusp of some kind of change. There's some negative change going on in the world, but there's also some amazing positive change where people do want to harness a new type of energy, a new kind of belief that is a positive one. And at the moment, certainly as far as creative women are concerned, it's coming from the women's quarters.
Yeah.
And can I throw in a quote right now?
Carry on, please.
I'm going to put this in my speech at the end of today.
Yeah.
But I think it happens in now, just when Sonia's
right.
with us.
Yeah.
Because I think this embodies what Sonia is doing with her art, her installation work, and her philosophy and principles. Mm-hmm. And the quote goes like this. It's by Kavita Ramdas. We need women who are so strong that they can be gentle,
mm-hmm.
so educated that they can be humble,
mm-hmm.
so fierce that they can be compassionate, so passionate that they can be rational,
mm-hmm.
and so disciplined that they can be free.
Ah,
and I love that collection of...
Contrast.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely lovely. And it is interesting, isn't it, that, you know, through strength, you actually have the courage to also be weak.
I like that sense of vulnerability.
Yeah.
And when you meet certain people as well, I'm always astonished and humbled by the fact that someone perhaps with a very small voice actually has the most stratospheric spirit, an amazing mind space.
It's Alex.
And you, well, I suppose Alex. Yes, a good example. Yes. She's so modest, she won't show off, unlike me and Clara. We're continuously shouting from the rooftops about our wares. And this is a great thing about being a creative woman, is you can go around and spread the word and encourage women to
But also the wonderful thing, I think, about creativity is that it can be so subtle. And, you know, that actually it doesn't need to be some huge, great,
Well, we talked about creativity and the assumptions people make about that last week.
About what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that actually, you know, there is no end to the way that you can see that people can be creative.
Permutations.
But, I mean, very often it seems to get sort of attached to it being about something that goes on show, almost, doesn't it?
And is esoteric.
Yes, and so then, actually, what people do, just even in their daily choices in life, actually can be creative. The way that somebody manages to live on very low income is creative. The way that people make choices about what they can do, maybe within relationships, with their children, in their homes, when they may have very minimal resources or almost none is actually astonishingly creative.
Well, I was thinking about Sonia, who's still sitting with us here, very politely nodding at the moment, but she also runs her own allotment, and I'm always
wonderful.
Admiring of her, because she obviously she cares deeply about the way she supports the machinery of her body, and she's all whenever I pass her on the staircase, she will always stop to talk about nutrition and those important things, who's understanding the balance of the those critical things in your own body, which then hopefully you can pass on as messages to other people.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Sonia, today, and for just being such a wonderful, lovely soul.
Oh, well, thank you
wonderful.
Very much.
Thank
you
yeah.
for inviting me. I thoroughly enjoyed
lovely.
It.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So now, shall we see if we can get Josie?
Let's get Josie across.
At the moment, we've got a Svelte workshop going on with our lovely resident Josie Chisholm. She works across at the South East Kent and comes out to various venues to run her workshops. But Josie, welcome. Hello. You can tell us more about that.
Hello, and thanks very much for inviting me along today. I'm just in the middle of showing 8 lovely ladies how to make a felt square, having lots of fun, showing them how to layer the wool and wet it, and now they're busy rubbing away. Got all sorts of designs, they're making a felt picture each, so it's been very satisfying.
Was it water or was it?
Warm, soapy water, that's all you need.
Oh, really?
And lots of friction using your hands to rub.
Oh, right, to knit it.
Knit it together. That's right.
Oh,
about
wonderful.
20 minutes of rubbing. 1 minute, I'm needed.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about this particular felt work, and I just looked at the colours earlier,
they
are so muted and so dreamy.
But some of them are actually really jewel-like
colours. Oh, my
gosh,
it's so lovely. So just handling this material is just a joy because it's so kinesthetic. You really just want to be a part of it. I love the fact that these ladies today are going to leave with a product as well, which is very much how Josie works. But take us through the process of how you might set up a workshop and what's required from the ladies and what they'll leave with, Josie.
Well, if anybody wants to book a workshop, go to my website, which is www.josiechisholm.co.uk, and you can look at all the lovely photographs of people doing workshops and details of what type of workshops I do. I go into any venue, really, schools, I go to the women's groups, WI groups, go into nurseries. Any group of people, I'll come along and show them how to make a felt square or a felt picture. It's great fun, learn a lot, and you go away with something, or the school or the place can keep the squares and make them into a wonderful wall hanging.
Oh, lovely.
Well,
charming.
Schools love that.
Yeah.
They've got so. Shout out to all local schools. Anyone out there wants to book
Josie
for this experience, please do so, because I can see these things are forming before our very eyes, and they really are very, very lovely.
Very lovely. What's the wool you?
Merino.
Oh, is it merino?
Top. Merino top. The best
top
quality wool that you can buy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, wow.
Tell us about your painting, Josie, now, and your cards, because I just want to get the full range of your talents in as evidence today, because you've come along with a great stall that's so vibrant, and women have been poring over your things all day.
Yes, I'm an artist for a company called Phoenix Trading. They produce beautiful cards, mostly British artists, all printed in Britain, and I sell them directly to my customers, to people who don't sell products in the shops. I've got a range of my own cards, about 85 of my own personal range, and I use watercolour, I go to local printers and get them printed up. So I sell my own cards and Phoenix cards, and I've grown a team, direct marketing company, and I've grown a team of about 60 traders.
Oh, wow. All
anybody
people
can,
who... They all make their own cards as
no,
well?
No, they don't make their own cards, but they buy their cards directly from Phoenix.
Okay.
So it's direct marketing. So if anybody's interested in finding out more, do get in touch
with us. It's an interesting way of working, though, isn't it? It's actually something that we're covering in another episode about the different ways of working, because increasingly people... Working in
absolutely, you've got the flexibility, you can run a business around your family,
and
other commitments.
Yeah,
absolutely. Loads brilliant. I've been a Phoenix trader for sort of 9 years now.
Wow.
And that's brilliant. It's worked so well for me and my family.
And so lovely, because it also facilitates for creativity.
Yeah,
which is, and also, probably you must be very visual, so then you can feast your eyes on the cards. Do you get to also... Although, sort of maybe select and feed people into Phoenix cards too.
Yes, I've always showing them the brochure, and quite a lot of people are interested in the art side, become artists, and then also might want to sell cards
as
well.
To Phoenix.
Yeah, so,
what a lovely idea. Lovely? So, ladies, if you have a creative bent out there and you fancy your watercolour ideas going out there to the public, how amazing is that? So you could contact Josie about that.
Yes.
She would be a facilitator to help you with your concepts or ideas.
Absolutely.
Can I just ask, Josie, before we let you go, what are your future plans for the next little while? Have you got
your
projects?
Yes, I've got various projects and plans. I sort of juggle about 5 different businesses, actually.
Oh, wow, you're amazing.
So, I'm also a distributor for Utility Warehouse, which I do that sort of the helping people save money on their bills. I do that's ongoing. Of course, with Christmas coming, Christmas is a very busy time of year. Christmas cards, the charity Christmas cards. On Tuesday at home, where people can come along and buy their car, and I'm giving a contribution to charity at the sales.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's so adorable. Yeah.
In the summer.
Do you? I didn't know that.
I do immersion English.
Oh,
I teach English to students one-on-one or two-on-one. So they learn English at home with me, and I do excursions. And then they can live with my family for 2 weeks, 1 week or 2 weeks. So that's more the summer thing that I do. But that's great. Again, it's the flexibility I need to have different streams of income.
How many children do you have?
Got 3 children.
How old are they?
My twins are 23 and my youngest is 18.
Wow. Oh, right. Then they've nearly flown them.
They've nearly flown. It's given me the opportunity to extend my range of things so that I can still be at home.
Yeah.
You're an inspiration.
Lovely.
Thank you very much. Thank you for including me in your day.
Thanks.
Oh,
lovely.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Oh, lovely.
Well,
bye-bye.
Okay, so let's get back to the workshop.
Go back to making your felt squares. So they are just amazing, aren't they?
What strikes me about these ladies today is that we're all so different, aren't we? And I love that. I love how we don't yet know as well what we've got in us till we start exploring outside our comfort zone.
You don't have it until you test it. You don't even know how strong you are until you test it. You know, it's really very interesting, isn't it? But there are all sorts of things that you could believe were really, really strong, and then they could just not even people, but there could be ropes or chains or things that people might believe are really, really strong because they look at that the materials they're made of are not the right materials, and they give up at the first tug.
Yeah, I was listening to something on YouTube the other night. Oh, it's Alan de Botton, and I adore him. He's just, he's my hero. If you're out there, Alan, I love you. Will you marry me? But you cover this issue of having crushes in one of your many life talks that you give. But basically the essence of change that happens with all of us, it accelerates at certain points in our life, and then sometimes it can be completely arrested, and you fall into this bottomless pit of just being so confused, you don't know which direction to move in. And I think in those moments, it's like free falling, isn't it? You've just got to let the free fall happen and trust that at some point there will be another like-minded soul, like Clara Gibson, like my dear creative women, like everyone in the network fabric that we are, that will lift you up out of it and support you on your new journey.
New landing.
And I think that's really critical because out of difficulty can be born such amazing rewards.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Clara? I mean, have you, in your periods of your life, for example, just think about the successes of what you're doing with USANA and your life coaching. Did you see yourself ever, you know, at this point in your life? Because I see you as the pinnacle of well adjustment, success.
It's funny, really, because I can remember years and years ago going to see a medium because I was at a very low ebb in my life. And at the time, because I used to sing and act for my living, And so I was, and at the time I was out of work, but I was nursing because I was a qualified nurse. So it was always convenient. You'd fall out one thing, fall into another. And I had just done a night shift. And I was in my nurse's uniform, and I turned up at this medium in my nurse's uniform. And he said that he could see me standing in and sort of performing in front of large audiences.
It's going to happen. I mean, they were medium-sized today.
Yeah, they were medium-sized
but, today. But it's going to happen. Great halls will
but
be filled.
But it's interesting, I know. Isn't it? Because I get the feeling that I'm on that pathway, even though it's many...
How many years ago was that?
Oh, God, I don't really want to say.
Oh, no, that's
more than that. And it's more than 30.
Oh, right.
So it was actually more than 30.
Oh, lovely.
And it was interesting because at the time, I looked at this chappie and I didn't really give him credit for... Because I was just thinking, yeah, but here am I, I'm in my nurse's uniform, you know. And
you weren't singing right about your life. Yeah.
And I had been singing, but I knew that the singing wasn't
right
either.
Yeah.
Because it seemed to me to not be, have enough integrity to it. It didn't seem genuine enough.
This is the point I throw in my next quote,
yeah,
ladies, and possibly one or two gentlemen.
Yeah.
I know that out of all the sadnesses and darknesses I've ever experienced, or periods of confusion or freefall, I have always emerged out of that into a new phase of adventure.
New
beginning. Metamorphosis.
Not the
Berkoff version.
The butterfly.
Right. This is the quote, okay?
Carry on.
I love
it.
Yes, don't disturb my quotes, Clara.
I try not to.
Thank you. Dance on broken glass. Build castles with shattered dreams and wear your tears like precious pearls. Be proud, strong, and unshakable. And that is by Anita Rizan. And I love that because that's about the concept of building from the rubble and reconstructing yourself creatively.
And that's actually really very interesting because it's very interesting that very often when people come out of sort of war-strewn areas, that whilst they're in the midst of it, they are strong. Some gain strength as they keep going, and others actually have too much time then to reflect on where they've been.
Yeah.
And I think it's the interesting thing about focusing on what you can do with whatever you've got and wherever you are rather than actually what you've lost.
Well, I think also as well, I know in my life that the greatest periods of difficulty have borne out these amazing periods of achievement repeatedly and recurringly. So something is programmed in all of us.
So, Rosie, what are you awaiting next from you?
Well, I don't know. I suppose I have to have another calamity, really.
I'm
going in the right trajectory now.
Yeah.
But enough about me and my quotes. I just want to say thank you to all the ladies involved here today at Creative Women at the Astor Theatre. Thank you for coming along. You are absolute angels. You've spread wonderful networking love, and I can't thank you enough. Thank you, Clara, ultimately as well, really.
Well, it's been such fun, and it's been a great success. People have really, really enjoyed everything that they've heard, everything they've taken part in, everything they've seen. So we've had some fabulous feedback, which is really, really wonderful. And our next show will be a week today
on Monday,
which will be the 3rd of October. Will it be at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, yes.
It will be at 2 o'clock. I will have to get that one booked in early.
Yes,
and
it's going to be on happiness.
Woo! Which is wonderful, because happiness has all kinds of benefits. Which you will be hearing lots about.
Yes.
And so we thank you all for listening. If you want to contact any of us, you can contact us via
Blog Talk Radio.
And in the meantime, have a fabulous week.
Say goodbye, everybody. Bye.
right, bye bye. Have fun, everybody. Lots of love. Bye bye. There we go.